Brandon Merriweather joins us here in the Patriots Monday studios at Gillette, rocking his Randy Moss hat. Little tribute paid to your former teammate, I guess, huh?
Yeah. You know, every chance I get, you know, I'm gonna wear this hat from the rest of the year.
What was the? I know what Vince's relationship was with Randy Moss. What was your relationship with Randy?
Oh, the same. You know, Randy's like my big brother. You know, I ask him all type of questions. You know, when I'm going through something, you know, he the one that I talk to. You know, he's like I said, he's like my big brother.
How did that happen? Was it just your rookie year, or did it just evolve? When did you get to the point where you felt like, all right, Randy Moss is a guy I can talk to about?
Oh, instantly. As soon as I came in, you know, Moss was, you know, he was like, well, you know, I understand what it's like to have, you know, people that think you have character issues, you know, because of all the stuff he went through. And, you know, he told me off, you know, from day one that, you know, that he'll be there to help me through anything. And I respect that. And he stuck to his word. Randy, he's a man of his word, as y'all know by now.
We've heard stories about it during training camp that, you know, obviously he's going against you guys in the secondary. But at the same time, he's talking to guys like Devin McCourty, like Kyle Arrington, like Brandon Merriweather, perhaps, and telling you guys stuff. Tell me exactly what he would say that would try to help you guys out as you were working against him in training camp.
Everything, you know, everything. You know, he always tell me, you know, pay attention to splits, you know, or you know, if I do this, it's to get you to do this, you know, or you know, it's. He do a lot of, you know, he tell us a lot of things that helps, you know, and fortunately, you know, for us, you know, it helped against him yesterday.
Did you take the pass interference penalty on purpose?
Yes.
Because you know he's gonna yes, catch touchdown if you
yes,
don't.
Yes. Especially because he double moved me. You know, he set up for the hitch, and I thought they were gonna just get him a throw it quick to him, which I would have did, you know, and gave him a one-on-one with a safety. You know, it's I like me just to, you know, clear that up. If you would have caught that hitch, you know, me and you one-on-one, I like me. I'm gonna make that tackle 99% of the time. Better yet, 100% if you listening. But you know, and when he double moved me, I knew right then, you know, as I was coming down, when I seen him take off, I was like, no, it's a touchdown if I don't grab him. So I just tried to grab him.
How about before the game, going in, knowing that you're going to be, you know, shaded toward Randy Moss? Were you at all nervous about, you know, what he was capable of doing? What was it like preparing to play against Randy Moss for the first time?
I practiced against Moss 3 years, for two and a half years. Well, 3.5 years, you know, and you know, I like to say I know Moss. So you know, it was like going against somebody, you know, it's like going against your brother. You know, you practice with him, you played with him all these years, and now you get to go against him. So, you know, it was just exciting.
He's got 5 touchdowns this season. His production in terms of targets and catches is down. Do you feel like you feel like he's still like a top 10 receiver in the league?
Of course. Top 10.
Top 5?
Yes. Man, listen. As in judging the ball, it's only one person out there like him, and that's Larry Fitzgerald. As in hands, it's only one person over there like him, and that's Larry Fitzgerald. As in speed, when he runs, it's nobody like him. You know, and when you put them three in his size, it's what make it the worst. You know, when you put them things together, you got a great receiver.
It's interesting to say that because the reason I asked, I was reading Peter King, and Peter King says, you know, that he's still a good player, but not an elite player anymore. That the production has gone down.
No, see the thing with Moss is the reason you see that is because he has 2 and 3 people on him every play. You know, we ain't covered 3, and I still shaded to him. You know, knowing that the corner gonna bail and be over the top and play the 9 route. That I don't have to be over there, I still lean towards him because he's no matter what coverage you're in, you have to give him his respect. And that's what people don't understand is that when you got Randy Moss, you gonna get a double team on Randy Moss. So if he's not an elite receiver, you would not double him. You know, you'll treat him like he's somebody else, you know, like he's a nobody. If he's not an elite receiver, you'll man him up and say, oh, we don't need a double Moss. And he'll put up 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns.
See, you know what? I need to bring you with me to the barbershop. I have these arguments in the barbershop all the time about top 10 receivers and guys throwing out Brandon Marshall, and they're throwing all these guys over Moss.
They've no.
Brandon Marshall, they've got.
Brandon Marshall is a great receiver.
Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson, good, but he's not Moss.
They got Larry Fitzgerald, who you gave some love to. Anquan Boldin, on and on.
All of them are very, very, very good receivers. I respect all them guys.
Roddy White is another guy.
I respect Randy, too, but it's Roddy.
Roddy White.
I respect them guys, but Moss is in a class of his own. You know, I think if you ask any of them guys, they would tell you Moss is in a class of his own. He's Moss. He's like no other. They would tell you that.
One of the jobs of the safety is to come up and help out on run support and make tackles sometimes when, you know, the guys on the front seven don't make the tackle on the running back. Adrian Peterson seems like one of those guys where he's looking for somebody to run over. Is he a different kind of running back than some of the guys you go out there and try to bring down?
Yes. He's not looking to run people over as much as he used to. You know, I think he's getting a point that, you know, it's more about scoring touchdowns than making every run look good. You know, and him running, period, looks good. You know, even in the game, I was like, golly, this dude is amazing, you know. And to be honest, I have never played against a running back that during the game made me say this dude is amazing. He's a special running
back. He's my favorite runner in the league to watch.
Yes.
Because he's that combination of skill and speed and elusiveness and everything.
Yes, and power and everything. He's an amazing running back.
Before facing him, who was the toughest guy to bring down that you had faced in your career?
Marshawn Lynch. To actually bring down as in a tackle one-on-one, Marshawn Lynch. Him and Fred Jackson are two of the hardest runners I ever faced in my life.
And AP's at the top of that list now?
Yes, AP is by far the top of that list.
What do you think of your defense so far? I mean, you know, you're sitting here, you're looking at a Patriots team that's 6-1 with a very young defense. I mean, you're one of the veterans on the defense, and you're a young guy yourself. What do you think about how the defense has come together here at the beginning of the season?
I think we're gelling. I think we're making strides to be better, and I think we're taking coaches. We don't have no selfish guys on the defense. We don't got no guys who's all about themselves. You know, everybody on the defense is taking strides to help each other out. And I think it's starting to show. I think I don't think we're where we want to be yet, but I think everybody's, you know, buying into the system.
Back to Moss for a minute. I think the Patriots offense misses Randy Moss for the attention that he has to get, as you said. I watched the kind of game Percy Harvin had, and I thought, I bet Percy Harvin's glad that Randy Moss is here because he had a pretty good day against you guys yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Percy is a one of them outstanding guys, too, that I think is overlooked. You know, the Minnesota offense has by far, I think, the most talent of any team in the league on offense.
Why don't they win more?
I don't know.
I really don't know.
They're, you know, at every position, you know, they have a outstanding player. So if you ask me why they, I don't know. I think Bill would be able to answer that, though.
I bet he would be able to answer
but he won't.
It's going to be like Randy Moss. I'm not talking to y'all. I'll ask the questions, and I'll give the answers up. But speaking of Minnesota and their offense, when you went in personally to prepare for them, what did you tell yourself? Did you say Adrian Peterson is the key? Did you say I got to keep up with Moss? What was your key to kind of breaking down that offense?
Favre. You know, if you stop the head, the body will die. You know, if so, you know, my plan was to, you know, try to give Favre different looks, you know, make him think I'm one place when I'm running somewhere else. Just to stop Favre. You know, if you make a team one-dimensional, 90% of the time you're going to win.
And I bet you were disappointed coming out of that game because we all think of Brett Favre. He'll give you one or he'll give you a couple opportunities. He didn't really give many
Brett
opportunities
just great. Brett played great.
He did.
Man. He did.
Did he move better than you thought he would?
Yes. He didn't force anything. He threw the ball away. Well, he threw it into the ground a couple of times, you know. But he played great. You know, I expect him to, you know, be the old Brett, you know, just drop back and throw it up. You know, you got Moss. Why not?
And even the interception you guys got really was a play his receiver should have made.
Yes, but Devin made a great, great play. A great play. He made a great play. You know, actually, he should have had two of them, but, you know.
The one at the goal line that he sort of fell on there.
Yeah, I should have got that one, though, you know.
Why didn't you?
I'm still, you know, I gotta get my 40 time down, man.
Oh, yeah. That's all that matters, right? Your 40 time.
I got to get it down, man. It's, you know, if I would have ran a 4.3 right now, I would have got that, you know.
You had your second straight week where there were no questions about how you were playing. Or you had a couple of pretty big hits, but all perfectly legal. Are you well past all that junk now?
I've been past it. After it happened, you know, I talked to, you know, Roger, and I talked to Mr. Roger, and I talked to, you know, some of my teammates, and I talked to, you know, some of the guys who also were known as big hitters and, you know, got fined for the way they tackle. So, and, you know, they told me to keep playing, so I've been past.
Nice win yesterday.
Thank you.
Get ready for Cleveland now, right?
Yeah.
And wearing your Randy Moss hat.
Yes, I am.
I had to actually look because it's got white letters on a white hat. I couldn't read it kinda at looks first. Like, I didn't know what it was.
From afar, it kind of looks like a Celtics hat, you know, a little green and white.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Go
but
Celtics.
You're not a Celtics fan. I saw you at the
game.
You're a Celtics fan?
To be honest, I'm a Magic fan.
Magic?
Yes. Okay. You know, hometown.
That's all right.
You know, I grew up
sure.
a Magic fan, but I am a Celtics fan. I'm a Red Sox fan, to be honest. I'm a Red Sox fan. I don't like no Florida baseball. I like the Sox. That I am. But I am a Celtics fan. Unless they play in the Magic.
So last year you're a little disappointed when the Magic lost in the conference finals.
I played the fifth.
Oh, well,
I'm not gonna answer that.
Brandon, good to see you. Thanks.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. Brandon Merriweather joining us on a Patriots Monday, Sports Radio WEEI.